Learning Mesechtes Nedarim Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Boi minei Rav Am Rav Nachman Tashish Mamita LaRabbanon Inu Nefeshu Oy Dvarim Shebeinoy LeBeino. That means we just learned the Brisa that says, according to Rav Yosi, we learned here on yesterday's Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Rav Yosi says that what? Rav Yosi says that if you say Shalosh Shamash Mitosli, which came out, it means when she says Anas Tashvish Cholai, the lach is Yafer, but at what? As Dvarim Shebeinoy LeBeinoy. That's what the Brisa is Mavuyer. It's As Dvarim Shebeinoy LeBeinoy. What about for the Rabbanon, who hold that Roichitz and Miskashet are all called Dvarim Shel Inyan Nefesh? What about Tashvish Mita? Is that called Inyan Nefesh or Beinoy LeBeinoy? Is that called affliction or Beinoy LeBeinoy? Amalei. So Rav Nachman answered, Tani Suah, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if the Isha asters herself from Tashmish from all Yidin, Benatula Ani Mina Yehudim, which means the Lashon of Tashmish, it means she asters herself Anas Tashmish from everyone. I want to have enough Tashmish from anyone. What's the halacha? It says in the Mishnah, Yafir Chalkoi, he's made for his own Chalik, Umashemashtoi, and he can have Tashmish, Vetenatula Mina Yehudim, but she will be in a Tulim and Yehudim, which means after she gets divorced and marries someone else, she'll be usher to other people. The Amris Nidri in Nefesh, if it holds in Nefesh, I might have Tulim and Yehudim. It should be blow them out of the water. It's null and void. Why is the Chalik Gabi other people? L'chair, it's null and void. It's in Nefesh. In Nefesh works. Like Ben Gabi Asmi, Ben Gabi Echair. So Shema Minah, it's Mavuya Klar, that the Dvarim should be in Erlebin Avin. It's Dvarim should be in Erlebin Avin. So the Gemara, nope. You weren't. It sounds like a beautiful pshitas to the shayla. He says no. L'rabbanon tabayulach. Why? I still have a shayla for the rabbanon. Why? Mishum the netula anim Yehudim, which is a mishnah in this parak. Rabbi Yosi k'tayla. It's going according to Rabbi Yosi. How do we know? It says a stam mishnah there. Dom Rabbi Yehuna. Yehuna tells us kula perik in the whole parak ve'el nadarim. Rabbi Yosi. It's Rabbi Yosi. Mehechataisa. Memai. Kivun diktani. Let's go back to the mishnah. The mishnah on daf ayin tesa beis. Everyone could turn it if they want. It goes like this. Om Rav Yosi, ein elu nidri in nefesh. Ve elu he nidri in nefesh. Says, kene peris ayom alai. The whole thing. And it ends off, divri Rav Yosi. It's Om Rav Yosi. What did the end say again? Divri Rav Yosi. What did it say to Rav Yosi? Let's see inside the Gemara now. Amai. Kivan the Tony Rav Yosi, ein elu nidri nefesh. Lom alay sula mista reze yafe divri Rav Yosi. Shema amino, mekan ve elu Rav Yosi. There's extra words that are teaching us that it's Rabbi Yosi, the cool parak in Rabbi Yosi. That is what is teaching us. That's all Rabbi Yosi. Akaponim. So it comes out that it's still Shaila for the Rabbanon. And we're not pushed to Shaila. Because Lamaisa, the all Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. And actually, there's a Ran later on when it handles who he passed like Rabbi Yosi Rabbanon. He says, not even called Stam Mishnah. Even the rest of the parak that says Stam, since it says Divri Rabbi Yosi, it's like it says Divri Rabbi Yosi in everything now. It's not even a Stam Mishnah. And therefore, it's still Shaila for the Rabbanon if it's. If you could be mayfair al in a nefesh. So the Ran says, given the Bible Ifsta, Nakdin Lachumra Vaina Mayfair Amshun Varan. You have to go to Lachumra and you only can mayfair just for yourself. The Maisa, since the Gemara wasn't post to Shalom, we're not sure if it's in a nefesh. But that mission is not arrived because it's going according to Rabbi Yosi. Omar Shmuel Shmei Delevi. We have here a new Gemara with Shmuel Shmei Delevi. It says a memory like this. Kol Nadarim Baal Mayfair Le Ishtoi, all Nadarim a Baal is mefer for his wife, chutz min hana osi al ployni sheni mefer. Now, right away, you have to jump on what's called all the darim lavi mefer since when? It was very specific. It says inu nefesh and beinu levino. So zok deran, it means kol nedarim of inu nefesh, all type of affliction, which is any affliction, the balki mefer ishtoi, chutz min hana osi al ployni sheni mefer. If he says, if she says, because that's not affliction, she says ma'ya no is osir on. On Ruvain, on my friend, that already ain't a mefer because not in nefesh. Avanos ployni alai mefer. So it's more a murder kachidish. There's 3 billion people in the world. I ask the hanah for one person. That's called in nefesh. I can mefer in nefesh. That's Shmuel's kachidish. It's a big kachidish. He says I am asking hanah for one person. Legamri, that's called in nefesh. Tana, unless that's kasha. What do you say, Mordechai?
What's the hanah referring to?
Any hanah. I can have any hanah. No. Any hanah. He can't bring me. He can't bring me a drink of water. I can't buy food from him. I asked it. I said, that Reuven guy, never in my life I even have enough of him. The Rav Shmuel says it's called Inyan Nefesh. Lamaisa, she's a little afflicted now. She lost one person out of 3 billion people in the world that she can't have enough from. It's affliction. That's why I'm bringing it. It's a Marid Yechidah Shmuel, but that's what he says. Shmuel says that's called enough to be Inyan Nefesh. Tanan, let's try to ask Kashis on Shmuel. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Peiris Medina Zu Alai. If she says that the Peiris, we'll just give the names of countries just to make it simple, okay? So she says, Peiris from Poland are also to her. So she says, I'm not eating any Peiris, it's coming also Peiris from that Medina. Yavi lo Medina Acheres. The Mishnah says, it's not called Inyan Nefesh. Why? Because she get from a different city, from a different country. She gets from Hungary. She gets from a different country. They're not a problem. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that l'chayra you see that even though she asked the entire country, it's not called Inyan Nefesh. You tell me, Ruvain is called Inyan Nefesh. But an entire country is not Inyan Nefesh. It's a pella. Here it's saying, asking an entire country is not called Inyan Nefesh. How can it be different than Ruvain? That's called Inyan Nefesh, and Reuben's called Inyan Nefesh, and that's kind of called Inyan Nefesh. So Mara says, "Amar Veisir the Kamar Shatavi Ata." She said, "You, my husband, can bring Paris from Poland, but you still can get Paris from Poland from other people." So basically, it's a very small Isser. The Isser is her husband from Poland, but everyone else can bring it from Poland, and her husband can bring it from everywhere else. So you didn't completely ask her one entire category, and therefore. That's the way we'll answer. We'll say, it's not called Inyan Nefesh. You know why? Because Taviyata. Okay, we got out of that one. And the Ran Bavarns, that, so why didn't it say, Yavim Medina Acheres, why didn't it just say the Mishnah, let someone else bring it from Poland? Why did it say bring from Hungary? Say it like that. So that, the Ran, that's Ran's bother. Ran says, V'chitayim ha'im kein, ha'le mister, Yavala Achar, v'peris yosem Medina. So he says, Ikilameme can't like this. I'm reading the round a little bit, okay? Mishamachi Khtani, Yavila Medina Acheris, Mishamloi Hoysala, Takona Ide Baal, Afagav this the Kanta de Acha Mefer. He says, if the Baal wouldn't be able to bring there at all, so then it would be, then you'd be able to Mefer. Because there, the case of the Resha says that if you ask a Paris Oilamalai, we'll also have to talk about Tavi Atta. Because we're talking about Taviyata. And it says Peiris Oymalai is called Inyan Nefesh. So if the husband couldn't bring from any Medina, couldn't bring from anywhere anymore, that would already become like Peiris Oylam, tapping one person. And that would be a problem. So we're saying, Maisa, that this husband could bring from Hungary, or from any other place, technically, therefore it's not called Inyan Nefesh. That's where the Gemara goes right now to answer Shmuel. Because we have a kasha, Shmuel says that even asking Ruvain is called Inyan Nefesh. So here, you ask the whole country. There it is, no, it has a country, like every one person. Tashma, right there in the same Mishnah. Tashma, it's the first Mishnah of Elam Darm. Tashma, Peiris Chem V'Nizeh Alai, if someone says the Peiris of that grocer is Aser, all the Peiris of Evergreen is also Alai. Eino Yachol Lahafer, you cannot be Mefer. So what's the kasha? He's answering the whole entire Evergreen at Reuben's is more affliction than that. And for the Gemara, how can I have to call it Taviyata? You can't buy an evergreen. So for the Gemara, aim is safe. Loyal is upon us. And therefore, but everyone else could buy from evergreen for you, and you yourself could bring from evergreen, and the husband could bring from the other store. Okay. Aim is safe. Loyal is upon us. The element menu. Hareza yafar. You could be Mefer. If that's the only place you shop, you could be Mefer because of Inyan Nefesh. That's what it says in the Mishnah. And next two lines, the kasha, everyone agrees it's the same kasha, you just have to know how to read it, which girsa. So we'll read the girsa to run. So what's the kasha is? V'yamrit shetavilei, it means dafka taviyata. Amai yofer, why yofer, why yofer? Everyone else could go to that store, so why being mefer? Ella, midisefa, the kamaisi hi, have a reason the kamaisi. He's asking like this. We said that you could be Mayfair when it's the regular store. Now, what's the case? We're saying the case was, you only said the husband can't shop there, but you yourself can shop there, and everyone else can shop there. So, then why is that called Inyan Nefesh? So you still can shop there, even though it's the only regular store, but you could shop there. Everyone can shop there. So, he says, Elamai, So is ever can shop? So Elamai, we're talking about there, even if she can't shop there. And if she can't shop there, it means the first case also she can't shop there. So it means we assert our entire region. It must be, when you say Medina, it means no one can take from Medina, no one can take from Chemini. And Tol says, that's not called Ian Nefesh unless it's Chemini Aragel. The Chemini Aragel is a problem because there may be, since that's the only, you're answering completely enough on that, unless it's the only place giving credit. So the only person giving credit, so there you have to have an Anah. To have an Anah. Yeah, so that's the kasha of proving that it means that even if she goes shops there, it's aser. Because if not, what would be pshat in this halacha? So al karcha means that when she asks these things, Medina or Chemini, it means that no one could take from there. So now it's a kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel said asering Ruvain is called enough of affliction. So how can you say asering a Chemini or asering a Medina is not enough? Unless it's the Chemini Aragel, it says that's not enough. It means by asking an entire store, no, that's not called nefesh. One person's in nefesh. What's going on here? Then here's a kasha. It's a very clear kasha. Shmuel says that Reuven, if you ask Reuven, that's called nefesh. It means I'm not going to be nefesh for one guy out of 3 billion people. It's eating nefesh. But a store is not called nefesh. So until now we're answering that someone else can shop for you. Now we're proving that because it says by Chemini Aragel, that's not called nefesh. So let someone else go for you. Terrence says, don't go there. That's the Mars Kash. Mars says, Elam is a safe to Kamaisi. Yavresh Nam is Kamaisi. Mars says, you're right. You're right. That's the Takachu. You see, El Reisha, Ein Yochel Hafev, the Kamaisi. You're right. The Reisha is talking about a case. She can't be Mayfair. And even when she goes there, she can't. She has an Isser. Still, you can't be Mayfair. Why not? Umas Nisim. The Mishnah is going according to who? Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi again is always more machmer. He says not everything's in a nefesh. It's going to Rabbi Yosi. Dom Rav Huna, kulam parak Rabbi Yosi. We just finished saying the whole parak Rabbi Yosi, including that Mishnah, which is bookmarked by two Rabbi Yosis. My ain yachal hafer mishum inu nefesh ala mefer dar mishum and dar mishbein elamina. You can't mefer inu nefesh because the dar mishbein elamina. So what's the Gemara's teretz outside first? The Gemara's teretz is Shmuel is going according to the Rabbanim. Rabbanim are very make when you refer to something called inu nefesh. They're very lax what's called inu nefesh. They're very loose in that term of affliction. So Shmuel says, "Bar efir Rabbanim, even if you ask if one person is calling inu nefesh. I can ask you the Mishnah that says the whole entire Poland, and that's not calling nefesh. That's going to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds much more for inner nefesh. So what do you want from me? It's going to Rabbi Yosi. That's Mishnah Rabbi Yosi. I'm going to Rabbanon. That's the answer to the thing. The only question is that what do you need this whole shtickle Torah? You say first of all, just say Mistis Rabbi Yosi, which is actually bookmarked for Rabbi Yosi. You know it's Rabbi Yosi. Why is it cool Pirkei Rabbi Yosi? There's a big arichas here. What if the cool Pirkei Rabbi Yosi? So Ran says, the reason why I'm saying that is because the next Mishnah on Pei Gimel Bei says, if you say, Koinim Sha'ani Nenas Abriyas, she says, I am asking Hanah from the Briyas, Eini Yachal HaHafer. You can't be Mefer. And that's a Stam Mishnah. There's like, it's not worth the Reuven. You're saying the whole, all 3 billion people you can't have enough from. And that can't be Mefer. Because you still can have enough from your husband. So how's that worth the Reuven? 3 million, everyone include Reuven. So that's what he's saying, Kulu Perek Rav Yosi. That's what Ron says. And I now want to speak out afterwards, but you can't make it because of Inefes, but yeah, we know. What's put on in that edition? And for the Ron, the reason we have that edition is because if the free Rav Yosi, if you asked the whole Poland, it wouldn't be called Beinoi Lemino. So it wouldn't be Mekotzel Akotzel and say that for the free Rav Yosi, it's Inefes. Like we had, that like before when the Gemara came out, we passed on like Rav Ada Bahava, we had a Brahma Rav Ada. Anytime something's in an ethical Rabbanon, it gets downgraded to Beinoi Lebanon Kun Rav Yosi. But if it got downgraded to nothing, then it wouldn't be called in an ethical. It wouldn't go Mekotza Lekotza. That's the way the Rav explains the Gemara. Now, you should know, other Rishayim learned that there's really two Terutzim here. Shvig Arichas, there's two Terutzim. I'm not going to go into that, but I should look up the Rosh and see that it's two Terutzim. And I just want to speak out one more thing that the Ran says that there could be another Pshat in the Gemara, which he doesn't like, that the Gemara's teretz that Mastisa Rabbi is that even Shmuel's going according to Rabbi Yosi. Maybe when Shmuel says that you're allowed to be Mayfair, he never says the word Ian Nefesh. Maybe he means Beinoi Levinah. That's one of another Mahalach, and could be the two truths in the Gemara. There's another Mahalach, the Ran's like it, there's another Mahalach in the Gemara. How do we pass when it comes to the Machlokes Rabbanon and Rabbi Yosi? So Lamaisa, the Ran comes out, since Shmuel goes like Rabbanon, we pass like that, and even the whole Perek's Rabbi Yosi, it's not called Stam Mishnah, because it says Divrei Rabbi Yosi, like we spoke out on yesterday's daf. That it says Divrei Rabbi Yosi, that Maybe it was today's daf. That Divrei Rabbi Yosi is extra words, and therefore it is considered that it's mamish spoken out on every mishnah, and it's therefore not called a stam mishnah, and that's the Das Ramban also. There are others who argue, but because the Ram brought down a payalf and aleph that maybe the Ramban paskins really just steer in the Ramban. But upon him, we paskin like the Rabbanim.